Our guest at the cafe this morning is the owner and manager of Green Shoot Media in Greenville, Derek Price. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
I see a lot of your things. I think they're your things that you have done. And you do video media now as well as print media.
Right.
And a lot of your things involve the use of a drone.
Yeah. A lot of my video clients, they like having aerial images that you shoot from a drone. You know, aerial photography used to be very expensive. You'd have to hire a helicopter or aircraft, and you're talking thousands or tens of thousands of dollars to get a shot. Well, now, for very inexpensive, we've got these little bitty drones flying around, and they're all over the place, whether you realize it or not, snapping pictures sometimes for video production like what we do, sometimes for all kinds of different purposes like inspecting pipelines or antennas, or just for fun. You know, some people just do it as a hobby.
And in fact, some of the university videos, A&M Commerce videos.
Yeah, if you go to the A&M Commerce homepage, you'll see aerial photography there. We shot a lot of that, videos and still photography for them of football games and the band and things around campus. So there's a huge demand for things like that, for organizations that want to have that aerial imagery, where before it was way too expensive. Now it's really cheap and quick and easy to get that stuff done.
Are the drones you use, are they built for that purpose? Do they have a camera built into them, or do you have to sort of retrofit the drones with a little tiny camera?
Well, you can do it both ways, and most of them have a built-in camera. So mine has a built-in camera, got a great camera on it, but you can also get bigger ones that let you take up whatever photographic equipment you want. So you can take DSLR cameras or even great big movie cameras in some cases.
Yeah.
So it's really up to you.
What's the cost, if you don't mind my asking that?
It totally depends. It ranges from, you know, just $100 or so for a little cheap, teeny tiny one, up to many tens of thousands if you want
right.
to spend that. It's like anything else with vehicles.
Well, the ones that you're using for the production.
I'm using about $1,000
right.
somewhere
yeah.
around there.
Yeah. And yep. they have camera built in.
Right, it's got the camera built in, does a great job. It's really, really cool, all the stuff you can do with it. But to me, what's so interesting about drones is how the government's trying to regulate them. It's such a new thing for so many people.
Well, right, and you fly, you're a pilot.
Right, I've got a real airplane too, and so I kind of see it from both sides.
Yeah, you have that to go by a comparison, and from what you're telling me, there's more restrictions in a lot of respects on drones than small planes.
That's right, I think the government is so nervous about them. They're trying to get out ahead of them before they cause big problems with the airspace. But yeah, there's some really, really odd things. So for example, I can jump in my real airplane and take off without talking to a soul. If I take off from like an uncontrolled airport, don't have to have a radio, don't even have to have an electrical system in the airplane. A lot of these antique airplanes don't. And that's perfectly legal. You don't have to ask permission before you take off. The drone, if I go within 5 miles of an airport, I have to notify the airport manager and notify the control tower ahead of time. Even if I'm 5 miles out, 6 inches off the ground. And that's for commercial use of a drone, which is what I'm doing. But yeah, the other weird thing to me is my commercial drone license does not allow me to fly after dark, whereas my private pilot's license, I can fly my real airplane after dark as much as I want. But so in some respects, the drone thing is more locked down, more restricted than flying a real airplane.
We're talking with Derek Price, and Derek is the owner and manager of the Green Shoot Media in Greenville. Now, the drone's a lot of fun. Obviously, there's a lot of fun to be had with them, and the results is fascinating to look at. But what do you think? Are there some privacy concerns here? Aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. There are a lot of privacy concerns with them because it makes spying on your neighbors or anybody you want to spy on really, really easy. So again, it used to be difficult in the past, and now you can go to Walmart, spend $100 on a drone, and get pictures of your neighbor on their private property without their permission.
And they're so tiny.
They are.
I mean,
some of them are hard to see.
Not easy to spot up there in the sky. But you said there have been some anti-spying regulations passed by the state legislature?
Yeah, I believe Texas outlawed that. So, and that makes perfect sense to me, but it would be a hard thing to prove. And for example, I can fly legally, go up to 400 feet in my drone and shoot video of, you know, whatever I want to get, water towers. And when you go 400 feet above the ground, you're seeing a couple of miles, several miles around you. And that's perhaps hundreds of different private property owners that you're getting a picture of their property in some form or fashion. And I'm obviously not going up to try to get pictures of people's, you know, private business in their property. But if I accidentally caught it, it could potentially be a criminal act. And I don't know how you define intentional spying versus I accidentally caught somebody in their backyard. It's a really, really interesting thing. Another cool thing about airspace to think about, it's all controlled by the federal government. So state and local regulations, for the most part, they're not allowed to regulate airspace at all. And when you think about it, that makes perfect sense. Because if I'm flying an airplane, let's say 30,000 feet over Texas, I can't be looking, hey, what are the rules in Oklahoma? What are the rules in Dallas? What are the rules in Plano and now Commerce, et cetera? Mm-hmm. That has to be a federal thing. So the federal government regulates it once you're off the ground, and cities can regulate it when you're on the ground. So some cities and some states will have regulations about you can not launch within so many feet of a school, things like that. But flying them, that's more a federal thing.
Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Derek Price, owner and manager of Green Shoot Media in Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.